From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Airstrikes continued Friday in Aleppo, Syria, where a medical clinic was hit one day after a strike destroyed a hospital, officials say. State media reports that rebels have shelled an Aleppo mosque, killing at least 15 and wounding 30. Friday prayers were suspended in rebel-held neighborhoods in fear of more violence. At least 200 civilians have died in Aleppo this week as rebels hit government-controlled neighborhoods and the regime continued air raids on rebel areas. UN Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein said Friday in a statement that the renewed violence in Syria this week shows a monstrous disregard for civilians' lives by all parties in the conflict. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on Russia, Bashar al-Assad's top ally, to use its influence to get him to stop the attacks. For more, Zlatica Hoek reports.
The United States urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
Russia denies involvement in the Aleppo hospital bombing and claims a plane from an international coalition dropped the bombs. The coalition air raids are targeting Islamic State terrorists who have used the war to capture a swath of Syrian territory as they strive to create an Islamic State. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
For more, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. A judge in South Africa said on Friday that a 2009 court decision to drop nearly 800 corruption charges against President Jacob Zuma was irrational, and he called for the case to be re-examined. The court initially made the decision to drop the charges, saying that the charges were politically motivated, thus allowing him to run for president. This recent court decision on Friday is likely to increase calls for Zuma's resignation. On March 31st, South Africa's top court ruled that Zuma violated the Constitution after he used state funds to add a swimming pool and amphitheater to his private residence. The Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the city. A military report determined that U.S. forces involved in the airstrike mistook the hospital for a compound that was serving as a Taliban headquarters. Officials have said the accident was caused by human error and that many chances to avert the incident were missed. The world's most profitable company just became a little less valuable when California-based Apple Inc. reported the first decline in iPhone sales in 13 years. Apple CEO Tim Cook blames the struggling Chinese economy for Apple's weaker earnings, but analysts blame the increasing saturation of the smartphone market and a shortage of fresh new products. Millar Sega has more.
More than 2 billion people around the world own a smartphone. Nearly 1 in 5 of them are iPhones. Such is the reach of California-based Apple Inc., which last month celebrated its 40th birthday. But the days of people lining up around the block for the next great iPhone may be over. This week, Apple reported its first revenue decline after 51 straight quarters of growth, the victim, some say, of its own success. It's not the end of the world for Apple, which earned revenues of over $50 billion in the first quarter. But it could mark a tipping point for one of the world's most valuable companies. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Almaty, Kazakhstan on Friday shut down a news conference and arrested activists who were discussing plans for protests against land reforms. Although public protests are rare in Kazakhstan, hundreds have rallied in several cities since Sunday out of fear that land reforms could allow foreigners to take over farmland. This especially after the government announced several agreements with neighboring China on agricultural products. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.